Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Afghanistan today, a judge convicted and sentenced four men to death for the mob killing of a woman in Kabul in March. The incident shocked the nation, and activists called for increased attention to be paid to women's rights in Afghanistan. NPR's Tom Bowman has been reporting from Afghanistan for the last 3 weeks. He joins us now. Tom, welcome back.
It's good to be back.
And I want to hear about your trip, which was focused largely on whether, after the billions of dollars the U.S. has invested in Afghan forces, whether the Afghan army is at this point a credible fighting force. But first, tell us just a little bit about the sentencing today.
Well, four men were sentenced to death by a judge for killing this 27-year-old woman. She was a religious scholar named Farkhunda. This all happened back in March. It was basically a lynch mob in the center of Kabul, and it revolved around a dispute with this man selling amulets, of all things. She challenged him over selling the amulets to women desperate to have children. Now, he accused her of burning the Quran, but an investigation later found there was no evidence of that. So this whole mob gathered, thinking she burned the Quran. She was beaten, her body was burned, and then thrown into a river, and it shocked the whole country. And many Afghans pushed for an investigation. And, it, of course, it also raised questions about women's rights, violence against women. And a total of 49 people stood trial. It was carried live on TV, and sentences were handed down to 30 people. Eight defendants got 16 years in prison, and a number were just acquitted. And I drove by this site where it happened about a week or so ago, and there's a makeshift memorial that's been set up, lots of flowers and notes left there by Afghans.
And you spent most of your trip, though, embedded with the Afghan army in a particularly violent part of Afghanistan near the Pakistani border and the city of Jalalabad. How does the army seem to be doing there at this point?
Well, they seem to be doing quite well. It's a huge difference from a few years ago when I was there. And when we first got there, this Afghan army general we were staying with insisted we come to this press conference he was having. They had just finished an operation pushing the Taliban out of this district called Badikot. And he called this a big success, displayed some weapons they confiscated. There were on a table AK-47s, pistols, old carbines. And they took one Taliban prisoner, he said. And the tone of this press conference was pretty upbeat. And the Afghans were clearly proud of the operation. They said it required a lot of planning. So they were pretty happy with it.
And what was it about it that they said made it so successful against the Taliban?
Well, the general in charge of this operation, Major General Nasim Sangin, said overwhelming force was a huge part of this. It, you know, kind of intimidated the Taliban. And also, interestingly, secrecy. They didn't even tell the local police they were going to do this, fearing the operation would be leaked. And this Afghan general said they didn't need any help from the Americans. Let's listen to what he had to say.
For this operation also, we did not ask for help. And it was really, really independent operation. Bad guys or the Taliban, they could not stand against our national forces. So they left their weapons on the ground and they escaped from the site. So I can tell you that even we did not shoot one bullet to fight against them.
Now, Tom, you actually went to where this operation was conducted and talked to the men on the ground and the people who live in the area. What did you find?
Well, the story on the ground was less clear-cut than what the general had to say. We rode into this district where the operation had supposedly cleared all the Taliban out of the villages, and we walked off the main road until we were in this kind of grove of trees in this village called Takihana. There was a peaceful grove. Soldiers were standing guard. And first, everything seemed quiet. We even talked to one village elder who said, listen, there are no Taliban in this village at all.
So was that true? Did what you see, did what you saw there match up to what the village elder said?
Not necessarily. First of all, it was very peaceful. And oftentimes when you're in situations like this, the villagers say, listen, there are no Taliban, either because they support the Taliban or they just don't want to get involved. And so we talked to this captain who was there, Ghulam Mahadan, and he said that, you know, the Taliban did control this village. They pushed them out, and it was a success. But the problem was, in this situation, they kind of scattered the Taliban. They pushed them out. and didn't really pursue them. So that was a problem. And interestingly, just a few days after this operation, the Taliban blew up a fiber optic cable on this very road and basically shut down the internet in Kabul for a number of days. So the bottom line is they're in the fight. They're pushing the Taliban out, but they're still not closing the deal, if you know what I mean. I mean, they still need work.
All right. NPR's Tom Bowman, just back from Afghanistan. I'll be reporting on that on NPR. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.